throwing shade and staying low-key.
Hey, that's the way we like it.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Disney on Ice, Mickey's Search Party is here at Wells Fargo Arena on the 24th through the 28th. It's here next week over the holiday. And you can get tickets at HyVTix.com. On the phone with us is a host and featured skater, part of the show, and Alexander Allen is his name. Hey, Alexander. Woo! Welcome. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Alexander, my family and I, we go, just like a lot of us, it's a yearly tradition to go see Disney on Ice around Thanksgiving. And the question my wife and I always have every time, and we debate this back and forth, is what costume is the hardest to actually ice skate in?
Which costume is the hardest to actually ice skate in?
Because my guess was going to be Ham from Toy Story. That was my guess.
You know what? I will honestly say that I've done a lot of the costumes, of course, in this particular show. One of the most difficult costumes to skate in happens to be one of the utensils from Be Our Guest. We have the utensils and we have the napkins. The utensils, they're either like a fork or a spoon or a knife, and I find that when I'm skating with it, it's constantly hitting me on the back of the head. So I would have to say that's the most challenging one for me to perform in.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, some of them, I wonder how you can even see where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you just have to just kind of gauge by either looking at the grid or looking at the lights or the marker lights on the ice. And or if you hear an audience member a little bit too loud, you might be getting a little too close.
Okay, that's funny.
Now, when you say hear an audience, can you see them out there? Can you see the audience from the ice?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can see a lot. We can see everybody from the ice surface, especially for me, because I don't have a head or face on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can see crystal clear. Everybody in the audience. That's how we can see what people are wearing and what they're eating during the performance.
Well, I guess the flip side to that is, what's your favorite? Who's your favorite character? Who gets the best reaction from the audience?
Oh, you know what? That's quite of a toss-up because everyone has their favorite. You know, you have your classics from Toy Story, the whole Toy Story gang. People love the Toy Story gang. People love Eric and Ariel from Under the Sea and all the fishes and all the colors. People love, of course, Belle from Be Our Guest and the flying carousel and the napkin. But I will have to say, for me personally, I think the greatest reaction has been coming from Miguel from the movie Coco. The reason why is because it's such a colorful number, and of course it's new too, so you know, all the children today, they're familiar with it. But it's very colorful. We have these amazing marionettes that come out. We have the sway polar act, which happens during the show. The number itself is blacklit, so all the costumes glow.
Oh, cool.
It's very, very beautiful. It's the most visually appealing number in the entire show. And then what makes it even better is that our projection, we have the projection on the back wall as well as on the ice that follows the skaters. So it's really cool. It makes you feel like you're submerged in the land of Coco.
Yeah.
As you cross the Marigold Bridge. So I think that's one of the most appealing number that gets the biggest reaction in the show.
And now, you mentioned it, you've been here in Des Moines before, and so we always have it around Thanksgiving. So what's Thanksgiving like for the whole cast here in Des Moines?
Well, of course, you know, we have skaters from all over the world that participate with us, but, you know, we all tend to celebrate Thanksgiving together. So we're all very grateful for being back on tours. I think this year is going to be even more special than before because this, you know, post-COVID, this is our first Thanksgiving back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be very special. So what we're going to do this time, I think we're going to kind of, we're going to come together. Maybe we'll all make a dish or we'll make like something that just reminds of us home, like a dish that reminds of us home. And we may put on the Thanksgiving Day Parade from New York and we may just, you know, congregate in a room or like a ballroom or something and just enjoy each other's company.
That's nice.
Very nice.
How does the whole cast not fall asleep then before they have to go out and perform after having a big Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Because let me tell you, that food coma gets real.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean,
before you ate so much turkey and ham and sausage and green beans and candy yams and cornbread and then pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie. You come out there, it's like, you don't skate out, you roll out.
So, all right, Disney on Ice, Mickey's Search Party. By the way, who's missing? Is it Mickey or is Mickey helping look for someone?
Oh, okay, so Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. You got, of course, you're going to have all of your favorite Disney characters in your fast, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy. And the goal is to fill up the magic meter. There's this magic meter that, of course, you know, in every Disney show, there is a villain, someone who wants to capture the magic. And that villain is Captain Hook and his apprentices, which are the pirates. And they steal Tinkerbell's wand. So it is up to the host as well as the entire audience to solve these clues by guiding through your favorite Disney stories in order to refill up the magic meter and release Tinkerbell from that lantern and get her wand back. So that is the premise of Disney on Ice Presents Mickey's Search Party.
All right, so awesome. If you're going to the show, you are there for a purpose. You're there to help work.
Oh, right. Yeah, put your thinking caps on.
I mean, everyone's listening to True Crime Podcast. This is your chance, all right? This is your chance to do something.
Alexander Allen, he's the host and featured skater for Disney on Ice, Mickey's Search Party. Tickets on sale, or tickets available at HyVTix.com. It's at Wells Fargo Arena starting next Wednesday, running through the weekend. Hey, great to talk to you, Alexander. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to seeing you guys at the Wells Fargo Arena.
All right, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thanks, Alexander.
Yes. Likewise. Thank you.
Let's go. From Adele to Zeering and all the letters in between, except for UX. Pointless letter. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.